Our story begins in the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, where Adriana and Nurse Grimm are talking with Dan.
My brother? What about him?
I didn't mean to beat him up, really. I wasn't expecting to see him at all.
What do you mean, beat him up?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Dan, have you completely lost your mind? What am I saying? Of course you have.
When did you see my brother, Dan?
The day I escaped from Westside. The day I beat up Charlie.
You saw Andrew that day? Where?
In an alley behind the hospital. I don't know what he was even doing there.
What happened?
He tried to stop me from running away. I couldn't let him do that. We got into a fight.
You know what? Andrew was supposed to visit me that day with my sister, Alexandra. He didn't show up. I don't think she's even seen him since then.
Your brother is missing?
Well, Alexandra just thought he left town on his own to get away.
Dan, you may have killed a man.
Was dead.
Nurse Grimm, we have to call my sister right away.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that. It's getting late. There will be no more calls today.
But this could be a matter of life or death here. My brother's life.
I'm sorry, but those are the rules. You'll have to talk to Dr. Ramos about this tomorrow.
In Agnes's room, Rex is by her bedside when Perry walks in.
Hi.
Perry, what happened to you? You just kind of ran out of here earlier.
Oh, I remembered a few things I needed to take care of. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Mac and Raven have been here, and Ellie too. Mom has been mostly sleeping.
I'm sure she needs her rest.
Is everything all right with you? You haven't seemed like yourself since yesterday.
Well...
Mom! Are you okay?
Should I get the doctor?
No, I think she's okay. Mom! Can you hear me? Mom, I'm right here. And Perry is here too.
She's really staring a hole right through me, Rex.
Oh, she looks so upset. Mom, calm down. Do you want me to get the doctor?
What should we do?
Perry, I think you should go. She seems really upset here. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'll go. Goodbye, Miss Walker.
I'll be out in a minute.
Okay.
What is it, Mom? Mom? Is it Perry?
In her midtown apartment, Connie is sitting on the couch with Andrew after having just finished dinner.
Connie, that was the best spaghetti I've ever had.
Oh, come on. You're just saying that.
Would I lie to you?
Maybe.
You know, I haven't had a home-cooked meal since... Gee, I can't remember when I've had a home-cooked meal.
You don't cook?
Me? Oh, no. Haven't had the chance to, really.
Well, I expect you to return the favor someday.
Okay. I'll try to, anyway. Hopefully you'll still be talking to me after you eat my food. But how can I cook for you when I'm at the Y?
Oh, I think I will be.
I wonder how Gretchen's doing. Her brother died yesterday.
Oh, how awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a long story, but they were estranged for several years before his death. She feels just terrible.
I can imagine. Tell her I send my condolences.
I will.
Adam, thanks once again for taking my mind off things. If Clint and Marty weren't enough, the Westside meetings have not been easy the past few days either.
Hey, I'm glad I could help. And I'll help even more by putting a ban on all work talk right now.
Good idea. So what do you want to talk about now?
You?
Me? You know so much about me already, and I don't know nearly as much about you.
Oh, my life is just home in the diner. Nothing too exciting. But you? You really fascinate me, Connie.
No one's ever said that to me before.
Oh, come on. You're such a beautiful woman. I find that hard to believe.
You just keep on saying all the right things.
And I hope this is the right thing to do. Well, was it?
Yes, it was.
At the Willow Glen Funeral Home, Marilyn, Gretchen, and Blake have just arrived.
Do you see anyone you know?
No, not at all.
Gretchen, I'm sorry we had to meet under these circumstances.
So am I, but it's nice to meet you.
Should we have a seat?
I think we should go to the front and see Jacob.
I'm not sure I can.
Marilyn, look at that little girl over there. Do you think that's Denise?
My God, she looks just like Jacob. That has to be her.
I'm going to go say hi to her.
Stay away from my daughter.
Serena, it's been a long time.
What are you doing here?
We're here to pay our respects to our brother.
I don't want you here. Jacob would not have wanted you here.
I have a hard time believing that.
He's dead, Serena. Why can't we just get past all this hostility and try to make some peace in honor of Jacob's memory?
Look, I have enough to deal with right now without Jacob's family adding to the trauma.
We are just here to see our brother. Mom and Dad will be here tomorrow.
Oh, great. All I need.
You are even more bitter than I remember.
Did you come here just to insult me, Gretchen?
Serena, you called my office, so I thought that meant you were trying to reach out to us.
It was a moment of weakness, okay? Jacob was lying there dying in his hospital bed, and I wasn't thinking clearly.
Oh, I think you were clear for the first time in 5 years. We haven't even seen Denise since she was a baby.
Where's your husband, Gretchen? Did you leave him at home?
Carlos and I have been divorced for years, Serena.
Smart move.
Hi, it's Serena, right? We're just here to pay our respects to your husband. No other reason. Could you please let us do that?
And who are you?
I'm Blake. I'm a friend of Marilyn's.
Fine, fine. Go pay your respects, but just stay away from me and stay away from my daughter.
You won't let us talk to our niece?
She doesn't even know you, Gretchen. She's suffered enough the past few months. I don't want to confuse her anymore.
Okay. We won't talk to Denise for now. But you can't keep her away from us forever.
Oh. Oh, yeah? Just watch me.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.